Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we relish the social customs depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 58, written by Mudukootranar. The verse is set in the Nadal landscape or the coastal regions and speaks in the voice of the lady's confidant as the man speeds away on his horse after meeting with the lady during the day. Perumudu chelvar, ponnudai pudalvar, sirudot kotta sevvari parayin kannagathu ezhudiya kuriyi pola, கோல் கொண்டு அழைப்ப படியர் மாதோ வீரை வேன்மான் வெளியன் தித்தன் முரசு முதல் கொளிய மாலை விளக்கின் வெண்கோடு இயம்ப நுண்பணி அரும்ப கையற வந்த பொழுதொடுமை சோர்ந்து அவள நெஞ்சினம் பெயர உயர்திரை நீடுநீர் பணித்துறை சேர்ப்பன் ஓடுதேர் நுண்ணுகம் நுழைந்த மாவே. A life of luxury unravels as the poem opens with the words Perumudu Chelvar, meaning the wealthy with old money. After quite some time, we get to meet a historic character in our Sangam travels, Thithan, referred as Veerai Venman Velliyan Thithan. There's a certain loudness in the lines with descriptions of Arippare, a loud drum, and then Murasu, the drum used by king's men, and finally, as if nature does not want to be left out, the roar of high waves in Uyar Thirai. Even as the specific words echo, the overall rhythm of the verse also adds to that resonating beat with elements like Selvar, Pudalvar, Ven, Nun, Iyamba, Arumba, as well as rippling cascades of Need Neer and Nun Nuham Nulainda. Lured by these beats, let's enter the arena of this verse. The man arrives to meet with the lady during the day and is preparing to depart as evening approaches. The lady's confidant asks him to stay, and just then, wordlessly, he speeds away. At that moment, the lady's confidant says, "Those sons of the wealthy with old money who wear gold chains around their necks carry on their little shoulders drums to play with. The sparrow painted on these drums are hit with drumsticks again and again, endlessly. Just like that, let the horses tied to the yoke of the speedy chariot belonging to this lord of the cool shore, surrounded by high seas, be beaten too. Why? Because it's that time of the day when Thithan, the son of King Velliyan, who rules the city of Veerai, ordered for lamps to be lit on drums, and those lamps send out the sound of white conches, while fine dew buds, all announcing the evening that comes to fatigue our lady's form and makes her incapacitated as his horses take our lord of the shore away from her." When the lady's confidant requests him to stay, that's a hidden message to make him seek the lady's hand in marriage, as the only way a man could stay the evening was after he had wedded the lady. Now let's try to understand the social practices and get to know the historic character that we glimpsed at. Starting at the beginning, the reference, the wealthy with old money, seems to set apart the classes amongst the rich in those times. For the inherent understanding is that people with new money are scared to part away from their wealth, and they would never send their children adorned with jewels to go play in the backyard. But the wealthy with old money could be spotted by sighting the children in their household playing carefree with gold chains dangling around their necks. Coming to now, one can't imagine even much older women walking the streets with gold chains galore, let alone little children. It must have been a time of safety and prosperity for sure. Then, looking closely at these children, we find something hanging from their shoulders. Quite the little musicians they are given loud drums to play with. An even more close-angle shot reveals that these drums are painted with images of sparrows. The lady's confidant zooms into not the child, not the drum, but the sparrow painted on the drum as the child beats it with sticks. Let's hold that image for a little while. Greeting our historic Tithin, we find that he is the king of the town of Virey, the son of Velian. This family is one among the feudal lords who ruled their own small territories in the times of the three well-known Tamil dynasties, the Cheras, Cholas and Pandyas. The speciality of this Tithin is that to aid those working in the evening at the salt mines, he lit the city with lamps arranged on drums that were used by his kinsmen. There was also the practice of sounding out conches to herald the morning and early evening. This streak of evening lights shining on the drums seemingly evokes the sound of those conches in the air. A sensorial delight to imagine this duet between sight and sound. Finally, we arrive at the reference to the Lord of the Shore, who lives surrounded by roaring waves as he speeds away on a chariot driven by horses. It's these beasts that our lady's confidant turns her attention to. She projects that anger, sorrow, and disappointment at the man leaving her lady to suffer in the evening on the horses that take him away. Returning back to the sparrow painted on the drum that we saw earlier, is it the sparrow that struck? Nay, the drum. Likewise, although the confidant turns her anger to the horse that's racing away, it's the man she wishes to strike with her words. Stay and make my lady's day, she seems to say. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and mines. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.